Hello, welcome to the Coping Corner. My name is Nicole and I will be your host. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in. This is the first episode of what I hope to be many. This podcast is really just to bring awareness to mental health and how it affects students in particular. I believe that mental health is something that we do talk about a lot more today than we have in the past, but I think that there is a lot more that we could be doing and could be talking about. So I just wanted to kind of contribute my voice to that. And one area in particular that I think could really use some more talking about is students and how their mental health and mental illnesses affect them and their academic career. Because mental health, regardless of what it is, definitely plays a part in someone's day-to-day life, and it takes a big toll on them. So being able to just be aware of that and being more understanding of that is something that I think is so important. So a little bit about me. My name's Nicole. I am a senior at Sacred Heart University. It's my fourth year. I stayed here all 4 years. And it has definitely been a roller coaster. So growing up, mental health was something that I definitely struggled with. I didn't really become aware of it until I was in middle school. And I had a test that I didn't study for, and I had a panic attack before I went to class. And I didn't even know what a panic attack was at that point. So I was kind of just sitting there dealing with it because I didn't really know what to do. And then I went to my counselor and I went and I explained it. I explained how I was feeling to him, and he was like, "That sounds a lot like a panic attack." And then I went and I told my parents, and then I got into therapy at the age of 12. I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression at that point. And that definitely played a role, a big role in who I was growing up and how I dealt with school and a lot of issues. Mental health definitely had a huge effect on me growing up in school, but it followed me to college, unfortunately, as well. I had stopped therapy my sophomore year of high school, and then I picked it back up freshman year of college because that was one of the hardest years of my life. I was a 2020 graduate, so I came into school at a very difficult point, which I think people who experience COVID in college definitely understand to some extent. Sacred Heart had a lot of restrictions put on us during COVID, rightfully so, stop the spread, but it did play a big role into my social life at school and as well as my academics. Freshman year, I had lived with two girls. One of them left school in October, so she really didn't have much. I didn't really have much of a relationship with her, but the other one I was very close with. And we had a falling out that led to me losing a lot of my friends that I had made that semester. And so I had to move out of my dorm. I moved into another one, and it was a single. And my social anxiety was just at an all-time high. And I didn't perform well in school at all. I wasn't going to class. It was all online, and I still want to go. I was not getting out there to meet people. I just kind of stayed to myself, and it was a really tough time for me. And then things have gotten better throughout my 4 years at Sacred Heart, but I still had the anxiety and the depression to work with. And then on top of that, in the fall of my sophomore year, I was diagnosed with ADD, which it gave me a lot of answers to a lot of questions I had had about myself, and it explained a lot, but that was just a new challenge that I had to kind of figure out and overcome. So it definitely all played a role in my academics. One thing that I always said that I learned was actually a part of having ADD was I was a big procrastinator. I procrastinate everything I do. And I always said, oh, it's just because I work better under pressure. Yeah, but no, because I would leave all the homework until the very last minute, and then I would be so stressed and anxious about it, where it would affect my day to day, where I wouldn't be able to get out of bed. I didn't want to do anything because I was so stressed with the amount of work that I had to get done. But I couldn't get myself to do it. And it was just an endless cycle. And it is still a cycle that I deal with a lot. So kind of working through that, like figuring out that there was a reason for that and that wasn't me just being lazy like I had always been told. It kind of brought me a lot of comfort, and that's part of the reason I'm doing this podcast is because there's a lot of things that I did that I didn't realize were not normal for everyone, but they're normal for these mental illnesses that I was dealing with and I am dealing with. And so it's comforting to know that, like, it's not all on you. I would just get so frustrated because I was like, no matter how much I want to work and no matter how much I want to be that straight A student in school, I just never could get myself to be there for whatever the reason was. And I found out that a lot of it had to do with my mental illness. And so the biggest thing for me was, first of all, understanding what I was going through and understanding what comes with these mental illnesses, and then working to figure out how to go about that and how to work through them and navigate them and navigate life with them. And that's why I went back into therapy. That has helped me so, so much. I love my therapist. I call her my best friend because she's like my best friend, even though she's paid. She's my best friend. It's okay. I recommend therapy to everyone. It is so, so, so important. And maybe it's not everyone's cup of tea. Maybe talking therapy is not everyone's cup of tea. But I recommend everyone to at least try it once because there's so much that me personally, have in my head and inside that I just don't tell to people for whatever reason. Maybe it's I'm not close enough to people, certain people to tell them, other people who don't understand. I don't want to say something to the wrong person and then it just start more problems. Like, there's a whole list of things. And the reason I like therapy is because she truthfully, legally cannot tell anyone anything unless I am harming myself or another person. So it's just like a nice security blanket to have, to be able to have a safe space where you can just say how you feel, say what's going on, and just know that the person listening just wants the best for you and they just are there to help you. And that is just so important to me. I think that is such an important thing. So to have that has been so helpful. So when I came to college, I didn't realize how much that would be amplified in college. So I had always experienced it in high school, but I always kind of figured out a way around it. I never got to a point where I would be possibly failing a class because of it. Like, it never got to be that bad for me until I came to college. And then trying to navigate life independently, as well as making friends at this school that I didn't know anyone really at, on top of trying to do my best in school, it was just a lot for me to focus on. And to me, I am a very social person. I am very outgoing when I am in a social setting, and I enjoy being with people. I enjoy being around people. So I put a lot of my energy towards that. And that when things wouldn't go well in my personal life, it reflected my schooling tremendously. When I got to a point where I didn't talk to anyone on campus, I just shut down. And I was really falling behind in classes. And I didn't think that I would have any way around it. You're always told that, like, professors in college are not going to be as nice as us. Like, all my teachers used to tell me, professors are not going to be as willing to accept things late and they're not going to be as willing to be accommodating. Like, they just kind of scared me into this mentality where there would be no support at school. And so for the longest time, I stayed very quiet with what I was dealing with. And then when I had talked to my therapist, she was like, did you ever communicate any of your problems to your professors, to your school, to see what's there and what's available? I never really thought of doing it because I never thought it was an option. And then one day I just decided, let me just send a quick email to my professor. This was a class that I wasn't doing well in. I just decided, let me just explain what I'm going through and that these are issues that I struggle with. And this is a cycle that I constantly deal with of just shutting down in class and shutting down in school and just kind of pushing everything off because it would overwhelm me so much or I would be so anxious about it. And I just kind of wrote that out in an email. I was very pleasantly surprised when the professor was almost grateful that I had just reached out and explained my situation, because I can see from their end it just looked like I was a student who didn't care and didn't really respect them or their time, and that's not the case at all. And I know that's not the case with a lot of students who go through this. I didn't realize how understanding my professor would have been and have they have been over what I have dealt with. Now, when I say I reached out and I explained my situation, I don't want it to sound like I used this as an excuse or as a crutch for anything that I do in life. That is the farthest thing from it. I am aware that my schoolwork and my job and everything that I do, I am responsible for what I need to get done, and I am responsible for doing the best that I can. So I never wanted to make it seem that I was saying, I didn't turn this in, but it's okay because I'm depressed. I would approach it as, I didn't turn this in. I understand I'm responsible. I'm very sorry that I missed the due date. I understand that you do not owe me anything in return. I am just trying to explain my own situation and explain why I did the things that I did. So it gives you some insight on where I'm coming from, and I am not just trying to sit here and disrespect you or think I have this entitled attitude that I deserve anything because of it. And I think going with that approach has always been extremely helpful to me, because professors never want to hear you sit there and be like, well, I didn't want to get out of bed, so I just didn't do the assignment. Like, I think just taking accountability for what you are responsible for and your actions is so important, but also being able to communicate what you're going through. Like, just not using it as some sort of crutch or excuse. So that's what has helped me a lot. And I have experienced this same issue with a lot of my classes throughout every single semester I have gone through in school. There is always at least one that I fall behind in because I am so overwhelmed with everything else going on. And my time management is just not the best, and I had to work on that. And there's just a lot of factors that come in from dealing with depression and anxiety. And I'm going to do a lot more episodes where I open up a lot more about certain situations that had happened and kind of break down my entire college experience. This is just kind of a general overview. But yeah, so that is what I kind of have dealt with. Reaching out to your professors is a huge thing. Another thing that I was never aware of at this school until I had done my own personal research on it was the counseling center. I had no idea we had a counseling center. I didn't know that there were people that I could talk to outside of my professors that were literally just there to listen to things like this. And I think that is so important because therapy is a very expensive thing. And I know that not many people are fortunate enough to be able to even have that as an option. And so to have counseling at your school for free, to have somebody that you can go to, that is so incredibly important. And I think that is something that needs to be advertised more and talked about enough. And I believe that a lot of schools, if not all of them, should have some form of counseling center there or some outlet where you can find counseling. Like, I believe that most schools do. I can only really speak for Sacred Heart, and that's why I'm going to hopefully have guests on from other schools who can talk about their own experiences with that at their colleges. But for Sacred Heart, we do have a counseling center. it was never really advertised, in my opinion. I did my own research. I think my mom actually looked it up and found it for me, because she knew that I was struggling. She also looked up that we have this, like, mentor program or, like, ambassador program. I don't really know what it's called, but basically it's these students that sign up to just be there if, like, a student is struggling. And I remember I did that one time freshman year when I had literally no one in school that I talked to. There was not a soul on this campus that I talked to. And I wish I was exaggerating with that. And so my mom sent me it, and she was like, can you just email them? Like, see if somebody reach out and see and try to talk to one of them. Maybe you'll make a friend through it or whatever. And I was like, I don't know. And then my therapist gave it to me as homework. She said, I am requiring you to email 3 of those people and see what happens. And so I ended up doing that. 2 of them never answered, which was kind of sad. But one of them did. And she actually offered to go out to lunch with me. And we went and we got an acai bowl and we just talked. And I just kind of explained, like, what I was going through. And it was just, like, nice to have someone to listen to you. And that was a really cool thing. I think that concept could be better within the school, considering the fact that I emailed 3 of the 7 and 2 of which just never responded. So that was really, like, not the best. So I think having a more, like, set up, like, just having it better organized would be probably more beneficial to the school. But I am grateful that we at least have that, and that is a step in the right direction. Schools are trying, but I don't think they're trying hard enough. I think there's so much more that could be done. I think, especially now with how commonly it is talked about and how big mental health awareness is within society today, like, they are aware of it. I just don't know if they have the resources that really push that. I have personally talked to someone at the counseling center. I actually talked to 2 people. I talked to the head of the counseling center as well as somebody else. And that was only this past semester that I did that. Like, I really wasn't aware of that option before this past semester when we did more research on it. And I really reached out to them because I was greatly falling behind in school. Like, it was the worst it had ever been. This senior year has really been the worst it's been for me academically. And it's been a very weird adjustment. I've gone through a lot of adjustments in my own personal life that have made it so hard for me this semester and this year. Like I said, I've been dealing with this throughout all of college. I was never a straight A student in college, but this past semester it got to the point where I wasn't going to pass majority of my classes, and that just wasn't acceptable because I need to graduate. I want to walk in May. I want to graduate. I am at a point where I am ready to grow up and get out of college and move on and just start my life. So I really made it a point to look in the mirror and be like, okay, Nicole, something's got to change. If you want things to be better, you got to do something to make it better. So that's why I chose to go to the counseling center, and they were actually very helpful. We had set up a whole plan for me on professors that I was going to talk to, steps that I was going to get myself to a passing point. And I only failed 1 class that semester. Ooh, of the 5 that I was in. So I think that's really good if I was at the beginning failing majority of them. And by majority, I mean 4 of the 5. So that was very helpful, and I don't really know if I would have been able to get to that point without them, so I am very grateful for that. But like I said, I kind of wish I knew about it sooner, because then maybe I would have been ahead of this a long time ago. But I'm also, everything happens for a reason, and, you know, everything will play out the way it is. But that's kind of what's helped me. My biggest advice and takeaway from everything that I have experienced is do not be afraid to reach out to your professors. Do not be afraid to reach out to just someone who is willing to help. Because it was actually, you know what, now that I think about it, it wasn't my mother who sent me to the counseling center. It was a professor that sent me to the counseling center. One of my professors that saw that I wasn't doing well, she reached out to me. I thank her every day. I email her a lot, and I fill her in on what I'm doing every day. Every time I do, I just say thank you so much for being here and for listening to me, because without that, I would not be at a functioning point, I think. She has helped me a lot. But yeah, like, just reaching out to your professors and like just talking with them and just being open. I get it is not the easiest thing to sit into the, in front of them face to face and spill your heart. It is a very intimidating thing. And I tend to laugh a lot when I'm nervous. So I would try to explain my situation to people in person and I'd be laughing and I would have to explain, this is not a joke to me. I don't think this is funny at all in the slightest. I'm just uncomfortable. So to avoid that, I chose to just not do the in-person thing and start it off with an email. And then I would also always finish it with, if you would like to talk, if you would be comfortable talking about this with me in person more, if you feel that you would like to talk about this in person more, I'm willing to do so. And for me, that kind of takes out the initial awkwardness of just kind of explaining everything. You're walking into it. They know where you're coming from. They know what's going on. So I think if you're not someone who can really do that initial conversation face to face, that's okay. Send an email. That's what I did, and it has worked out. My biggest piece of advice that has really helped me mentally just in life is I was very much like, I just tried to control a lot of things that I could not control that would always cause a lot of problems for me because I would get myself worked up over situations and things people would say and do. And obviously they affect me, but one thing that's really helped me to like get better at that and not letting it these things take over is just kind of learning that like you can truly only control yourself. You can only control how you feel and the way you react to things, the way you behave. And you're no matter how much you want to or no matter how much you try, you can't control the way other people feel, the things that other people are going to do. They're going to do what they want to do regardless of how it makes you feel, unfortunately, sometimes. And so kind of coming to terms with that has helped me a lot in my personal life and just overall mentally, because it's taken the focus off of what everyone else is doing and what they're going to do. And I've been able to learn to just focus on me, what I'm going to do and how I'm going to deal with something, because I've kind of learned to just not harp on things and live in the past as much and just be like, it happened, it is what it is, and now we have to learn how to deal with it. And that's what our next step is in navigating that and just kind of trying to move forward from situations as opposed to letting it be my whole world. And that has definitely helped me mentally a lot. And that is something that I've only recently realized. So that's kind of like one of my little pieces of advice. But yeah, so that is kind of just my story in a summary. I'm sure I'll get more into it in future episodes, and I will talk. I want to do a whole episode just on roommates, actually. My producer Cosmo here is very much in agreement. And he's also my roommate, so he gets it. But I think your living situation has a lot to do with your time at school. If you are living on campus, that plays a big effect in your life, because that's supposed to be your safe space. That's supposed to be where you feel most comfortable and where you feel safe to just take a breath. And unfortunately, I haven't had that luxury a lot of the time I've been at Sacred Heart. I've had a lot of tense living situations. So I'm going to get a lot more into that. I'm going to get a lot more into, you know, other people's experiences. I do want to have a lot of guests on and just kind of hear from other people, because when you're in it, it can feel very isolating and alone. And I've experienced that firsthand. I know many people have. And so just to kind of have a safe space for others where they can feel comfortable to just be like, oh, I'm not the only one. I think that's a huge thing. And if I can have any part in that, I'm very grateful to. So that's a little bit about me, a little bit about the show. I hope you're excited for future episodes. I have much, much more in store, and I cannot wait to continue this and see where it goes. I hope you're excited to join me. Please like and share. You know, it's really annoying, but it does benefit the podcast well. So please do promote it and share it with your friends. Thank you very much for following along. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I really appreciate you being here. You're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Everything will be okay. Just hang on. You got this. I'm here for you. There's people who are here for you. Thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.